We are now connecting with Chicago Cubs reliever and North Fan Zone, Rowan Wick. What's going on, Rowan?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for making the time today. Supposed to be opening day. We're supposed to be, watching a bunch of games on the telly right now. You'd probably be sitting in the bullpen. How are you dealing with all of this right now?
Yeah, it's kind of wild to be sitting on my couch at home and, like you said, sitting in a bullpen, which would be awesome. But I don't know. We have to kind of deal with this now, and hopefully we can get back out there soon.
Well, we were talking a little bit earlier about opening day and how great it is from a fan experience point of view. I've been able to go to one out in New York, and Reach used to live in Toronto, so he's caught his fair share. From a player's point of view, what will you miss most about opening day and not having that to rely on or experience it today?
Yeah, I mean, I've never done an opening day in the big leagues, but this was supposed to be my first. The they say it's like the most energy that any sort of game throughout the year it kind of brings. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's super excited, but I guess we're missing that this year.
Yeah, it's definitely a void, but it will come eventually as we all do our part to make the best of this situation. But give us a peek behind the curtain. What is life like behind or in a major league bullpen?
I mean, we try to keep it loose, especially the Cubs bullpen last year was awesome. There's a lot of veteran guys, but just try and play some games in there at least at the beginning of the game. But it's a lot of fun if I'm just kind of sitting there listening a lot of the time, but there's a lot of jokes being cracked and, I don't know, sunflower seeds, that sort of stuff. It's a cool experience for sure.
You're listening to Reach Deeper, joined by Rowan Wick, Cubs pitcher. And listen, Rowan, obviously we'd all love to be watching baseball. We'd love to be kind of participating as you would. But when it comes to what you're doing now and staying in shape and staying loose, what's the day looking for you like these days?
Yeah, I've been out a couple times, a couple walks, doing a lot of push-ups, some body weight stuff. Obviously, the gyms are closed, not a whole lot we can do. Today, I was down there before it rained. I played catch with my dad. So, that sort of thing. What have you guys been up to?
A lot of video games. I haven't dived into MLB The Show 20 yet. I know it just recently released, but I've been all over that Call of Duty game. I don't know, what is there a hobby? Is there a vice you've got to fill the time now that you've got a little bit extra of it?
Yeah, I've been catching up on my Seinfeld. That's one of my favorites.
Nice.
For sure. I've been playing a little bit of PUBG on my iPad, and I don't know, a couple extra naps a day here and there, but not a whole lot, right?
I'm having trouble staying away from the snack cabinet here at home. What's the first thing in your pantry you're reaching for when you've got a craving?
I just made cream of wheat. I don't know if you guys are too familiar, but something my grandma used to make for me all the time, and we have a box in the cabinet right now, so whip up a little bit of that. Yeah, it's filling.
That's how you know you're a professional athlete, because your cheat meal is cream of wheat, and me and Dan are pretty much annihilating every bag of chips that we see. So there's the difference between a pro athlete and a radio broadcaster.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get out there probably later today, do a lap around the block, maybe with my sister. It's another good way to kind of kill some time. But yeah, like I said, I'm in the middle of Seinfeld right now and sitting in my basement.
Dan Riccio, Randeep Janda, we are Reach Deep, joined by Rowan Wick, Chicago Cubs reliever here on Reach Deep. There's been a lot of news coming out, regarding baseball and how the league is planning to get back up and going. One idea is more doubleheaders and seven inning games potentially, like it happens in the minor leagues, to try and squeeze as many games in. How does that change things for you, or do you have enough experience you'd be just fine?
Yeah, I mean, the way that the schedule is going to work out is going to be a little different, so I'll have to work on the fly. But I don't know, as long as they they give us a little bit of time. Maybe 7-inning games will be good, but I don't know. That might change things, definitely from a relieving standpoint, as maybe the starters will be able to pitch more of the game. Maybe we'll get a little bit less time. Maybe this would be a good chance to kind of maybe throw less innings throughout the season and save some bullets. But I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see what goes down. Maybe we might be playing with kind of a little later into the season, into the winter, maybe like November, December, even for playoffs, which could be cool. I don't know.
And there are plenty of rule changes. So the 3-batter minimum as a reliever, how do you feel about that rule change? And usually, you know, the game slows down a little bit in later innings because there's so many pitching changes. How do you feel about that change specifically?
Yeah, I don't know. It hasn't really affected me yet. They did it in spring training, but I think it might affect more the lefty specialist. You can't come in and just kind of face two lefties and then get taken out. You have to sort of throw to 3 guys. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Dan Riccio and Randy Janda joined by Rowan Wick here on Reach Deep. It's an interesting time for baseball with everything that's gone on. I mean, the Houston Astros thing, the Red Sox, so we're hearing about that too. But for you, I mean, you've just really burst onto the scene last year with the Cubs. Brief stint with San Diego, and then last year you really, really found yourself in the major leagues with the Cubs. What was it that worked for you last year, Rowan?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of honed in a little bit of confidence, and then I got my curveball working a little better, a little more consistent. So just combination of a couple things and, you know, the support from my family, the fans, and just players, guys on the team has been good. So just kind of, yeah, I guess, like you said, finding myself, hitting that stride and seeing a little bit of success. It's been awesome. It's been a good journey.
Aside from rewatching Seinfeld, have you got into anything else series-wise? I mean, I keep hearing crazy stuff about this Tiger thing on Netflix.
About the what? I don't know.
The Tiger series. I don't know. That's like some guy who owns a bunch of Tigers. Tiger King.
Oh, really? Might have to look into that.
I didn't even know there was somebody like that.
There's a Netflix series. It's like Amazing Homes. It's about some crazy architecture homes around the world. So it's got in a couple episodes.
That sounds pretty good. Hey, Rowan, really appreciate the time. We hope to see you in a Cubs uniform later this summer and punching a bunch of more guys out.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There is Rowan Wick, Chicago Cubs reliever, North Vancouver's own.